Hello, friends, and welcome. The sermon tonight is one of the most horrifying sermons ever spoken. I'd like to apologize in advance for its shocking contents because I feel compelled to deliver it, simply because as the end times approach, it becomes more relevant now than ever before. I call this little treatise Meditation 17, Why All Humans Must Be Euthanized. Not too many years ago, psychologists conducted an experiment on a group of average American college kids. They wanted to discover what would happen if these fine young men and women were put in control of other men and women. This young group of volunteers were given the power to inflict pain on their colleagues as punishment for not answering trivial questions correctly or disobeying instructions in some minuscule manner. Now, what happened was that the experiment had to be aborted because it quickly got out of hand. The psychologists found out that they literally had a group of monsters on their hands. These college kids, the cream of the American crop, the future movers and shakers of society, the managers and corporate presidents of tomorrow, demonstrated with undeniable repetition their ability, their pleasure in torturing their comrades to the fullest possible extent. Hard to believe, but true. These young kids were provided machine dials that they could turn to increase the electrical shock to fellow students on the other side of one-way glass. They turned those dials up so far that if the actual voltage on the meters had been delivered, the other students would have been fried like bacon. Well, the psychologists, they were aghast. They had no idea that something this dramatic and severe would or could happen. After all, these kids were just, well, kids. Most of them had been pampered all their lives and had everything handed to them on a silver platter. There was no reason for them to punish their victims like that. Yet with very few exceptions, they delivered as much pain to their peers as possible. Now we, the subgenius line, come from a different school of thought than the psychologists. We're not liberal humanists. We do not feel that human beings are, at their core, good and kind-hearted. No, we've been observing the human race far too long to make that mistake. Indeed, our entire faith is based on one principle of human behavior. That principle, simply stated, is thus: humans exist to either hurt or be hurt. Yes, it's a sad fact, but an unmistakable one. The entire history of mankind is an internal testament to this simple universal truth. How many poets have we heard lament over the tragedy of man's inhumanity to man? Why is it, they cry, impossible for man to learn from his evil ways and change this dreadful practice? Alas, we respond, man has learned from his evil ways, and the dreadful practice has in fact changed. It has evolved into a more sophisticated form of evil. It has been replaced with a drawn-out and carefully cultivated pain, an institutionalized torture we call the conspiracy. Why these ivory tower types need to go and set up experiments to quantify the degree in which humans will stick it to one another is the joke of the 20th century. One need only open their eyes to see the same experiment conducted every single day through the auspices of the conspiracy. Just sit back and watch millions of humans march stoically to their daily jobs, where they suffer hour after hour as their boss routinely cranks up that dial full blast, making them dance like ducks on an electric grid in some sick conspiracy carnival sideshow. And you know what, friends? For the most part, they cease to exist as thinking human beings. They do. For why else would these pathetic creatures return to work the very next day for the same treatment? Certainly not for those little pieces of green paper. No, sir. Either they are brain-dead, lobotomized zombies incapable of thought, or else these sickly souls have some other, more sinister motive of their own. Yes, dear friends, there's no sense in us denying it any longer. The horrible truth we've said all along, yet psychologists have refused to acknowledge, yet deep down know is true. That a certain percentage of these so-called humans, if not the vast majority of them, tolerate their incredible pain with one goal in mind: to succeed so that they may be promoted to position where they can inflict the same pain on someone else. Oh, they won't admit it. No siree. In fact, most of them not only will deny it, they'll claim the only reason they really joined the system was so that they could change it. But put them on the other side of that one-way glass and just see how many of them don't start fondling that dial. Here endeth the word of Bah. Amen.